you got your Bibles, turn to Psalm 54. I have preached about 50 or 75 of these, and one of these days I'll preach them all, then I'm going to put it in a little booklet, all 150 Psalms that I preached. I've got one tonight that's a unique Psalm. I want you to go there, Psalm 54. And in my Bible, I'm sure not every Bible has this, but in my Bible, I like each one of these Psalms in this Bible is kind of labeled. In this particular Bible, it says it was a prayer for relief. I'm glad relief's on the way. Somebody say amen. I started a title of something tonight, but I was scared that it would scare y'all to death before I got able to explain it. You been like that? So I won't title it that way, but I may mention it when I get in here in a moment. Are you there in Psalm 54? Follow me in the Bible. I'll help you tonight. I'm going to preach on something you may not need tonight, but you will need before you get out of this world, probably out of this month, probably out of before the year, first of the year comes, you'll need what I preach tonight. I guarantee you, you're going to need it. And you may need it tonight. You may just be right exactly where I'll be preaching tonight. Look what the psalmist said. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. Well, glory. Let me read that again in case you didn't get it. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off in thy truth. Boy, what a statement. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O God, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble. Somebody write that down somewhere. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble. And mine eye has seen his desire upon mine enemies. What a passage of scripture. Psalm 54, if you folks take notes and like background, and I like to give background, especially if I have time, and I do have a little bit tonight. Psalm 54 is part of a group of four psalms. That's 52, 53, 54, and 55. That's a group of four psalms in which David prayed for the Lord's deliverance when he was being hunted by Saul. The context of this passage, David is being hunted by Saul. David is on the run. David has an enemy. His enemy is named Saul. Are you with me? If you want to be more precise on the context, note in your Bible, the background is found in 1 Samuel chapter 23. Psalm 54 provides for us, listen to this, a psychological and spiritual insight into the thinking of David. David is being pursued like an animal. A friend has become his enemy. By the way, the devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I want every one of you to know he is after you. The devil hates you. And if you're saved, you love God, you're following God, and you're obedient unto God, the devil is after you. But I want you to notice David's response, and here's what I want to preach on. When trouble comes knocking on your door, you said, "Oh man, I ain't had no trouble all year long. I wonder if you're even saved. I ain't ever had no trouble since I've been saved. I wonder if you got under the spout where the glory come out. I don't even think you're saved, because the Bible say they that live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution." I want you to notice this trouble. I mean, he's pursued like an animal. Chased all over. Tyler, he was chased all over. He ends up in this valley of Maon, and he ends up in a cleft of a rock. He ends up in a cave, actually. Hiding. And he has a response here, threefold response. This is all what I want to encourage you with, is David's threefold response. In verses 1 through 3, write this down. He called on the Lord. You say, "Preacher Smith, what ought I do if trouble comes knocking on my door?" I don't mind you calling on this preacher. I don't mind you calling on a deacon or one of my staff. But I'll give you some great advice tonight. The first one you ought to call on is the Lord. I'll be honest with you. If the staff or the preacher has any sense, they're not going to point you to our counseling ability or our insight. They'll point you to Jesus. They'll point you to one that can help you. Now, I want you to notice something here. He makes a statement. The first two words. Now, notice what he called, what he said to the Lord. This is the, I was going to make this my title, Chad, but I didn't think he could handle it. I started to preach on all the times the Lord has saved me. I knew some of you a little giggle or laugh or wonder. You say, "Well, Preacher Smith, I thought you preached the Lord only can save you one time." True. If you're speaking about eternal salvation, that is not the context of this chapter. The word salvation, we done it in an ordination the other night, means deliverance. By the way, I have been delivered from the penalty of sin one time. Well, this will get you if you let it help you, what I'm about ready to preach right here. But what, David wasn't calling on God to save him, his soul from sin. Jared, he wasn't calling on God to save his soul from sin. He was calling on God to save him from his enemies. Deliver him. If you think about what I'm preaching right now, some of you may want to shout. How many times have some of y'all folks been in a real fix? Raise your hand if you ever been in a real fix and God delivered you. You were in a real fix. Maybe it was a physical fix. Maybe it was an emotional fix. Maybe it was a financial fix. Maybe it was just a bunch of people after you. But you had nowhere to turn. You had nothing to do. You couldn't call on anybody, but you decided to call on the name of the Lord. And the Lord can save you. Now notice the context is not eternal salvation, but temporal deliverance. Thank God. On what basis? What did David call on? He called on he used the phrase, his name, your name. God is a righteous God, a just God. He was calling on the name of God to deliver him. The Lord can deliver you. Notice this particular thing. This particular context of trouble resulted from conflict we have with other human beings. Hello. You know what Charlie Brown said? He said, I love humanity. It's just people I hate. Hello. Not only the Lord can save you, but verse 1 also. Boy, this will be, I'll help you right here if you let me. The Lord can vindicate you. That David has primarily in mind the righteousness and the justice of God, born out of the term vindication. I'm going to give you some real good pastoral counsel. Can I? This is Wednesday night. It's good teaching night. Don't defend yourself. The more you try, the more people's going to believe whatever's been said about you's true. Let God vindicate you. I've had it, boys. I'm speaking by experience tonight. I've had some enemies in my life. I still got them. I even know their names. But hear me. Oh, you do too, don't you, Ray? I know their names. I could call them out tonight, but I don't want to embarrass nobody. This is live stream. Lord God, if I start that. But you hear me out. God will prove us to men and women and of integrity, and he will do it by his strength, his might, and his power. All you're defending. You know what? There's a lot of you, all you do is defend yourself. Say, well, if I just knew this, and they just, listen to me, son. I've had to work. I've had the best at it. Knows how to attack people, attack me. But if many of you know me. I don't use this pulpit to vindicate myself. I ain't going to do it. I ain't giving them that much joy. I'll just let God do it. And I'm going to tell you what, I may just, my leg's a little sore tonight, but I may just run right here. I've been at this thing some 43 and a half years, preaching his word. I've had the devil after me ever since I've been saved. And if you haven't had the devil after you since you've been saved, you probably ain't saved. And I want you to know I can just name time after time after time when it seemed like Denny, they had me. And God. How many of y'all remember the time it seemed like a circumstance, a situation, an individual had you? And you called on the name of God. Whoa! And he come on the scene. He'll vindicate you. Am I good? Is this good? Ain't no use you trying to vindicate yourself. Because when you do that, let me tell you, I'm trying to get through. When we do that, people think there's smoke where there's, fire where there's smoke. But if you just walk uprightly, even though you're tormented, even though somebody's after your hide, you just walk uprightly, live for God, God will deliver you. Man, I'm preaching some good stuff tonight, and I hope you're getting a hold of it. Amen. Hey, folk, there's folk out there trying to get you. But let God deliver you. All right, I'm still on this first point. Man, I got to move. Verse 1, the Lord can save you. Verse 1, the Lord can vindicate you. And verse 2 and 3, he said the Lord can hear you. Look what he said. He said, hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. These are not godly people, Lord. You know, there will be some people, some pharisaical, judgmental, ungodly buzzard that'll think it's their duty. They try to bring you down. I'm preaching. They think it's their duty. Somewhere they pledge allegiance. I'll tell you who they pledge allegiance to. The devil. They think they're doing it in the name of God. They did it to the devil. They're oppressors, David called them. He said, they're strangers. He said, they're not with us. Not everybody says, Lord, Lord, is saved people. Am I preaching? They're not friends. They may say you're friends. Hey, Saul said he was friend of David, but he wasn't a friend of David. The worst thing, most painful thing, probably most anguishing thing can happen to you is somebody who said they were your friends put a knife in your back. Anybody y'all experienced that? I mean, somebody said to you, your friends, and put the dagger in you. Ain't nothing more painful than that. That hurts real bad. Am I preaching? Yeah, you say, this ain't for me. Well, it might not be, but it might be for somebody. David identifies them as enemies, strangers, oppressors. But I want you to know something. God can hear you. Amen. You know what Jesus reminds us of? If the world hates you, it hated me before it hated you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you this, and this is a straight out truth. Some of the people I've been the best to, gave them money financially, gave them needs, helped them. Been there for them, loaned them money. Been a friend. And some of the ones that took a knife in my back. And I've seen, hey, some of you have experienced the same thing. And you feel like it's total rejection. But I want to tell you, if I raise your hand and say glory to God, that the Lord hears me. And when the world's against me, when circumstances against me, when people's against me, raise your hand, child of God. God hears you. Whew. Number two, man, not only, boy, that's good, wasn't it? Look at verse 4 and 5. The second thing he says to do, he responds. He says, trust in the Lord. David prays in confidence in verse 1 and 2. And then look at verse 4 and 5. Trust in the Lord. Look what it said. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. See, at this time, this is precious here. This is precious. If you do have a friend that is stuck with you, thank God. And you know what God's saying here in this passage? The Lord put them there. Am I preaching? Thank God for people. And I know it sounds a little negative on that first point, but it's just truthful. But I want to really magnify the second point. Thank God for people. In my life over the years, they're not loud people. They're not rambunctious people. They're just loyal, faithful, kind people. And some other people would call them blind people. But they're the people that have helped. He said, trust in the Lord. There's some reasons. Number one, verse 4. The Lord is your helper. The center verse of this psalm and its apex or climax is that God is your helper. Can I ask your congregation, do you remember the times that God helped you through? That you wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for his help. Whew. Then look at verse 5. This is important, what I'm about ready to say. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. The Lord is your avenger. I'm going to give you a real important thing. This is important. vengeance belongeth unto the Lord. Now here's our problem. Okay, I'm going to tell you what our problem is, Chad. I'm going to really point this out. Let's say you do something to me. And my natural instinct is, I'm coming after you. I'm going to do you back, but I'm going to double do you. That's a natural instinct, son. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm slowing this thing down. Can I slow this horse down? Listen to me. God will never bring vengeance on them people that have wronged you until you have backed off and forgiven them and got out of the way. It ain't your job to bring vengeance. It's God's. I've seen God go on the part of some of you in this room and on my part. And I know people today that God has literally took his hand off their life because of their actions toward people. Lois Gale, as much as in me, I like to get even. But that's antichrist. That's not Christian. And it's not the right testimony. He said, but preacher, they need somebody to get even with them. God just said right there, he'd do it. By the way, if you're one of them people that are, you're a stranger and oppressor, I ain't your problem tonight, but God is. If you're one of them people that harm people and judge people and are mean to people and you're bitter, I'm not going to hurt you, but God will. Yep. That scares me. Lord, I didn't know this thing was going to turn into this. God done got all over me tonight. I never thought it was going anywhere. I thought I'd just park this thing in gear and just take it easy tonight. Woo! Number four, and I'm done. Whew. Verse 4 and 5, trust him. Let me ask you something, child of God. You're in the trouble tonight. Maybe it's not a person. Maybe it's a situation. You're in trouble tonight. Are you trying to fix it yourself? Are you trying to manipulate the circumstances? Are you trying to some way finagle this problem away? Are you a fixer? You cannot fix your problem. There's only one can fix it. His name's God. Woo! He's my helper. Somebody told me the other day, and I think he meant this to be a criticism, and I took it as a compliment. He said, I know this criticizing me, but I took it as a compliment. They said, all you do is just depend on God. All you do is just trust in God. Time out. Woo! Yes, I do. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But I'll trust in the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a high tower. And lastly, boy, whole lot of preaching in this psalm. In verses 6 through 7, I told you to trust in the Lord, folk. When trouble comes knocking on the door. But lastly, worship the Lord. Look how he said to worship, how he worshiped him. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O God, for it is good. He worshiped the Lord with a sacrifice to God. He pledged to the Lord a free will offering. I remember this. Can I tell you a little story? I'm going to tell you, none of y'all were there, so don't try to go back. Unless you was with me from the beginning, you wasn't there. Unless you've been in church 39, 38 years, you probably wasn't here when this happened. When we built that activity building up there, Chad, we paid the bills at the end of the month. If Harry Davis was here, he would tell you what I'm saying is 100% true. And he said, we had $300. You know how I reacted to him? He was taking that bad news. I said, well, hallelujah. Man, I thought we just built a building. We had $300. We're doing pretty good. So I said, I went on Wednesday night in front of every prayer. I talked to deacons. I said, I got a letter from a missionary. How about us just take an offering, will offering, and support that missionary? We had $300 in the bank and went by faith and gave a free will offering to a missionary. And by the way, we have not looked back. God has blessed this place. Whew. Give him glory. Praise his name. He worshiped him. By the way, every time the offering plate comes by, that's a worship time. That's when you give your tithes and your offerings and your gifts. It's a form of worship. And then look what David said when you got trouble coming. Look what he said in verse 7. Let's finish verse 6. I will praise thy name, O God, for it is good. For he had delivered me out of all my trouble, or all trouble. We need to praise the Lord. Can I ask you a question? How many tonight can think of at least one time other than salvation that God saved you from something? Can you raise your hand and testify? You know what I say to do? Praise him. Buddy, I remember when I was down there. And you, by the way, Joe, I appreciate all the help you've been to me this week. I was down there at the hospital 209 when you had your heart problem. And when all this stuff started. Then you remember you went in that vagal situation about dad. Listen to me. I'm a firm believer in what I'm about to say. You would have died if it wasn't for God saving you. And you know what? He's been a big help to me. We've been out all week visiting. And you know, how many times has that happened? Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to be shouting right. How many times has he saved you out from something? Huh? How many times you could have been in calamity if it wasn't for God? Amen. When trouble knocks on your door, call on him, trust him, and worship him. Stand with me. If trouble's on your doorstep tonight, come on to the altar. Father, thank you for this message. Help people that needed this. Touch them. Bless them. Give them victory. In Jesus' name, amen.